the worst moments of our life.
Hey, girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of, like, worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best or funny.
Welcome to Worst Ever Podcast.
I wish we could do that in more harmony. That sounded a little like...
No, that was like a little harmony.
Alex, you're not supposed to be speaking yet.
Well, it was.
Thanks.
Welcome to Worst Ever
Podcast. Welcome to Worst Ever... Fuck you.
Oh, my God. You really need to do some tongue twisters in the car before you get here.
Okay. You need to remove your eyeliner and fake lashes before you get here.
I can't get them off.
Okay.
That's what's happening with my face.
She likes some glued onto her face.
No, listen. Okay, I went on a vacation, as you all know. I was out in the islands, and I don't like to wear makeup when I'm on vacation, but I still want to look pretty for my
husband.
Penny,
when you're in the islands, you need to have your lashes.
Alex,
you
again, you're little... still not to, yet. We no talk yet.
Are you being serious
I'm
right
dead
now?
Serious. We haven't even introduced you yet.
Well,
so I like to get the fake eyelashes so that I look cute in my photos and I don't have to wear anything.
Yeah, but you're supposed to take them off.
I can't. They're glued onto my person. Okay. And if you, like, pull them off, it can I don't want to do that because it'll
Another suggestion.
What?
Wear a hat when you're on vacation.
I did.
What?
Okay. I wore a hat every day. What are you talking about?
Okay. Keep the sun out of your face.
I did. I put on 50 every day, and I wore a hat.
Okay.
You're just jealous that I have a glow.
Oh, I just can't wait to take this picture.
Oh, my God.
Y'all are weird.
Okay, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Christine Lakin.
I'm your host, Alaa Khalid.
And today on the podcast, we have one of my closest friends.
And one of my favorite people.
Ew, y'all.
One of my closest friends, one of Alaa's closest enemies.
That's frenemies. Correct.
Frenemies?
Keep them close, honey. Keep them close.
Yeah.
Alex Ellis. Alex was a Broadway baby.
Don't bother looking her up. You won't find a damn thing. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
So rude. Alex was a Broadway baby. She has starred on several Broadway productions, notably with Harry Connick Jr. and also in Catch Me If You Can, which I saw her do the lead role in, which was amazing.
Thanks, but, girl.
No problem, girl. But Alex and I met actually doing a reading, as you do when these, you know, musicals start to happen. There's millions of readings, millions of failed readings. And then sometimes you make friends with people and then the musical goes on and you two get left in the dust. But
that's what normally happens.
The Heathers?
That's what normally happens.
Okay. Yeah, that's what normally happens. I think that's everyone's
normal.
But that's
every Broadway.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just...
But we made friends and so we got something really great out of
it. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, you're my level of crazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I would come stay with her in New York and then you would come stay with me in LA and then finally I convinced you to come to LA.
Yeah.
Alex was on an episode of Hollywood Darlings last season. She was in the Beverly Mitchell, Soleil Moon Frye
episode
as an executive.
It was actually really good.
Two of my girl
really
crushes.
Funny, actually.
Oh, thank you. I think that's the first compliment you've
ever given
me.
It's the only compliment you're going to get, by the way.
And she now moonlights in a band called Harbor Party.
Which is actually... The band is great.
The band is amazing.
Thank you.
They play yacht rock music. If you don't know what yacht rock music is.
Well, first of all, before you say, go ahead, yacht rock, whatever.
It's like if you had a yacht and it was the 1980s
and you were ready to
rock.
No, it's like 1972 to like 84.
Yeah.
It's basically your dad's record collection.
It's
of
amazing.
Like Michael
it's
McDonald, Toto, Kenny Loggins,
Doobie Brothers.
It's all the good
music. It's all mid-tempo magic.
But it's the stuff that you sing along to. The whole show.
Yeah,
right? You're like, oh my God, I know this one too.
Everyone knows them. It's amazing. Who did you sleep with to get in that band?
Myself, honey.
Oh, okay.
I convinced them. This is before they were playing at like Davy Wayne's here
in
LA.
Yeah, you actually kind of planted the seed and then it kind of came back full circle.
I convinced them to play at our wedding and... they were so amazing at the cocktail party. Everyone was like freaking out.
It was great.
And then years later, they played on Vanderpump Rules.
That's what I was going to say.
We did at Katie and Tom's wedding.
We're going to talk about
it. We're going to get
into
that. That's the
so
only thing
excited.
I care about talking to you about is Katie and Tom's wedding because I watched that episode, which they didn't feature you guys that much.
You know what?
I'm saying it was a mistake.
But you were there the whole night. Okay, let's talk about
that,
then we'll move
back. Listen,
backwards.
We got a plug, and like that's more than we can ask for. So it's cool.
But talk to me about like what filming a reality show like that is like.
Well, I mean, I own the Laguna Beach box disc set. So like I love garbage TV. And
are you watching Siesta Key or whatever it's
called? Siesta. And yes, I am.
It's like their new version of The Hills.
Yeah.
And it takes place in Miami. Is that where that
Siesta Key? I don't know.
Somewhere, I think it's Florida.
Somewhere in that fake state.
Is it on MTV?
It's on MTV.
It's on MTV. Yeah. I yes, I watch this stuff. So, but I haven't really kept up with Vanderpump Rules the last few seasons. I'm all about Housewives, but I wasn't really caught up. And then I remember Harbor Party, we were playing at Davy Wayne's one Sunday, and in walks Katie and Sheena, and I was like, oh my God, they're here. Oh my God, I know who they are. Oh my God, I love them. Oh my God. And so I was like, I'm going to act like, oh my God, hey, who are, nice to meet y'all. What's up? Like, you kind of look familiar.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. So Katie was like, I've known about you guys for a minute and would love for you to play at our wedding. And I was like, yes, we will. And like, didn't really go over many details that night. But then I like hung out with them a few times. And so I remember just being like, okay, so you guys, like, what's actually real?
Right.
Like, what's happening here? And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, no, all of it. They're like, yeah, everything's like what you see is, I mean, it's us, it's our lives. And I was like, dang. So then going to film it, it was really interesting because you have to be actually really quiet when you shoot. You know, like you're on set slash at someone's wedding. I don't know. It was just really interesting. Weird. So there was like a few takes of stuff. And then there would just be a lot of cameras kind of like lurking in trees and like, you know, following people. And you're like, oh my God, what is happening?
So creepy.
Yeah. But everyone was super, 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 super friendly and nice. And like, they
Did
were
you
really
see
awesome.
Any drama?
No, I think I kind of saw like some scene setups where I was like, predicting what like was gonna happen because it was also the finale, and so I was just kind of like scaling everybody, and I was like, who's still with who, who's having troubles.
So do they do takes?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think they just keep it running, or maybe they'll go back and be like, can we miss that, can you pick
line.
That up again?
Right, okay.
But from what I like,
it was pretty
interesting. I was always so fascinated because, you know, I used to do these wrap-ups for Party Down South, which was like the equivalent to Jersey Shore, but it was a bunch of like country bumpkins in different areas of the South.
And that was on CMT, right?
That was on CMT, yeah. And Sally Ann, who created Jersey Shore.
495.
495, shout out. Who I love her. I think she is such a fascinating person and she's so good at what she does and it's really genius. But she literally, I would talk to her. She's like, yeah, you know, I just got back. We were filming the season. I'm like, so when you're filming the season, like, how does that work? She's like, oh, I'm in the control room and I'm not sleeping. I'm literally watching right. what's happening and I'm like manipulating the story.
Right.
Yeah.
They give them, they have like a set thing.
Have,
we
like,
know
plot
we're going to.
Points, right?
They have certain plot points, but then things happen.
Right.
And all of a sudden two people get in a fight and you're in the control booth and you're like, okay, like how do we move this story forward? How do we button the story up? This story's getting out of control. Like there's so few times when someone actually steps in to stop something, but they have to by, you know, legal reasons they have to if it's out of control.
She also told me that when she's not in the video village or control room, that she's literally getting texts
all night
of what's happening and she's
responding.
Sort of like responding and controlling what's going on through via text message.
That's bananas.
I know. It is. All right. Let's go back to you. So, Alex, where are you from?
Well, this has been a great interview, Alex. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
You can find me.
The pleasure
at
was
Alec
all
Ledge.
Mine. Oh, my God. I can't.
So tell our listeners where you're from.
I'm originally from Charlotte, North Carolina. Just born and raised.
Born and raised.
Yes.
And what like eventually led you to, how was your trajectory? How'd you get to New York?
Oh, man. Well, I'll make it really quick. I grew up doing theater in Charlotte at this one theater. I like what else is new? I was Annie there when I was like 10. And so I just did a show there every summer and also played soccer. Mm-hmm. So it was like soccer and musical theater were the two things. And then when I got to college, I knew I wanted to go into theater. I knew I wanted to be on Broadway. So I went to Elon University.
Shout out to Elon.
Yeah.
And that's in...
It's in Burlington, North Carolina.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Where they also make the rugs.
Rugs right. And like, make sure you stop at Bojangles or Cookout.
I love Bojangles. I love.
Me too. It's my favorite.
Because I lived in Greensboro for like 3 years.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So we were like 20 minutes from you.
Yeah. And then wait, Burlington, is that like where
coat
the...
Coat Factory
is. Yeah, the Coat Factory is?
It's in the rugs.
It's a coat factory and probably where a lot of meth heads and people that do coke live as well.
Oh. And it's also, is it part
Shout
of the triad?
Yes, it's part of the triad.
So then...
When I was there, it was like a stoplight and then you'd drive a little bit longer and then it would be like, Elon.
Right.
So like, it was just like, it was two different dimensions for sure.
When I lived there, it was probably, because it was the 80s. So.
Yeah, so you're like way older than me.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And more mature.
And you were just like bumping around in your Volvo playing playing gangster rap.
Yeah, definitely like rolled up to college with like a pack of Newports. Like, I don't know who I thought I was, and like a Volvo and like a tape of like Noriega or like I don't know, like Ludacris or something.
Hilarious.
I was a walking contradiction. I still am. So yeah, I went to college for musical theater. I pledged a sorority. Like, I did all the stuff that, mm-hmm. you know, I did it all. And then I, right out of college, I booked the lead of in the national tour of Thoroughly Modern Millie. So I was mm-hmm. Millie for a year right after college. And that almost killed me because it was the non-union tour. And wow. So it was like split weeks and one-nighters in different towns, singing like probably 18 songs a night and like never leaving stage. It's like being Elphaba and Wicked,
right.
Also traveling and like sleeping on the floor of a bus. Like, I don't know why I didn't quit. And I also don't know why like I did not like throw myself overboard.
Because it was your first job.
I was like, I gotta prove it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Is there good money in this?
I mean, I moved to New York with a little chunk of dough, but no, like for the work and the hours and like the mental bananas you like put into it. No, you should be making millions of dollars.
But you're not spending money on this tour because you're...
No, because you don't have time. No, yeah. You're just like going.
But like, what is a non-union tour? Like, what do you make a week? Or something like
I
that.
Think then I made like maybe like $900 a week, yeah, which I know about. Some equity contracts now, like you probably don't, you make less than that. So
yeah, right.
It wasn't horrible, but it was also very horrible.
Right.
Yeah. But right before, should I segue into,
yes,
what
please.
Happened to me?
So Alex told this story in our live show, and this was one of the reasons I did want her to, like, to definitely tell this one to you guys in the podcast.
A side story of like... If anything's going to happen, it's going to happen to me. Like, I'm just that person that's like, oh, if, I don't know, like, just the most random stuff happens. So right before I started rehearsals for Millie, I went up to New York for, like, the weekend prior, and I was going to have, like, one last blowout, like, going to get drunk with my girls and, like, be in New York, and, like, this is the best time of our lives.
And you're, like, 22?
I was 21.
21, fresh out of college.
Yeah, like, fresh out. And so... I was like,
and
yes.
Your first time in New York?
No. I've been there a ton.
Okay.
But it was just like, I was there for a month to rehearse and then we were going to hit the road. And so okay. This is like my last night of drinking because I knew I needed to like reel it in and, you know, just
be
get focused.
Be a pro and
you
sleep
know,
on the floor of the bus.
Preserve the gift, honey. Yes. Yeah. So I just ended up getting beyond drunk. I was like, I don't know who I thought I was, but I'd be like, let me get a double vodka and soda, and just like had many of those and just a ton of margaritas. And I was with my two best friends from home, and it was just bad. So it was time to leave. Where we were at the Hudson Hotel, and I was like falling down. And so they like put me in a cab with my friend Liz, puked in the cab. And I remember like looking up at our driver, and I was like, oh my God, you must hate us. And he's like driving. He goes, I do. I really, really do. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So we finally go home. We get home and my friend Liz puts me to bed. And then at like 4 in the morning, I wake up to go to the bathroom and I turn the light and my two front teeth are missing. And I was like, wait, what? I was like, what is going on? Like, I couldn't even pronounce S's, T's. Like, I was like, oh my God, I look like Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber. I was like, am I still drunk? Am I on drugs? Like, what is happening? So I turn the light on and I'm like looking at my teeth. There's no blood. There's like no nothing. I'm so confused. And so I wake up Liz and I'm like, my teeth are gone. And she's like, what the fuck? So I'm like, what do I call my mom? What do I do? I don't have any, like, what do you do? Meanwhile, I'm also drunk and I'm like, it's going to be fine. Like, we'll figure it out. So we...
And you're not in pain?
I'm still like so hammered.
She's wasted still.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I am beyond.
But you had your teeth when you went to bed. So
well,
I did. I made
know.
It all the way home. It wasn't like it fell on the street or like in the bar. Like, I made it home.
Right.
And then I messed up. So we Googled a 24-hour dentist and this guy comes into like Park Avenue and I like call my mom and I'm like, they're gone. She's like, who's dead? You know, like she just flipped. And I was like, no, my teeth. And so then, I don't know, she like forwarded me money and, you know, we just started this procedure of like root canals, like temporaries, veneers, like everything. So I would go to this rehearsing for this lead in a show for 8 hours. And then I'd have to like walk over to Rockefeller and like get root canals.
Uh-uh.
Like,
oh
what?
God.
What?
And then come back in, rehearse, and then be like, gotta go get my new tea.
Like, I love to make it just a little bit harder for myself.
Right.
Always. So yeah, that happened. If that was a foreshadow of the year,
yeah,
that's, you know.
What?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
And you never figured out what you did.
Oh, I think we found him upstairs, like in her loft. Like, I think I just bit it.
I'm gonna vomit right now. Like, this is disgusting. Like, you're horrible.
This is what happens.
Yes, I did this on purpose,
asshole.
Is this
what happens?
Sometimes.
Okay.
You're lucky, man.
No, I'm not lucky because I'm sitting here now.
Oh, God. You, please leave.
Please.
Like, we have girl talk all the time, so you're more than happy to go.
A shit story that involved you and 14 layers of clothes walking into the Marriott Marquis.
Listen,
so.
I have shit stories all the time.
Yeah, though that's disgusting too. So whatever.
That's what happens in New York.
Okay.
Yeah, New York kicks your ass.
Yeah, it's not.
New York kicks your ass and it doesn't love you.
For everyone. Let me
know.
It's either New York is the kind of city that either you want to be there and you know it and you're willing to sacrifice your living space, you're like being poor, the fact that you don't like you're not going to see trees, you know, like things like
hard.
Like when
pass.
I lived in New York, because I went to college in New York in the Upper
West
Side.
Oh, where'd you go?
AMDA.
Oh, yeah, that 2-year program.
That's correct.
Sure, right. Sure.
Along with Tyne Daly and.
Oh, you guys friends?
Actually lived in
same
her,
class.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right. Thank you for coming, Alex. You can find me at alecled.
AMDA.com.
So back to New York because I would go to, we would go, remember the HMV?
What does that stand for?
It's the record place that used to be on 72nd.
It wasn't there when I was there because I came so much later.
It was Urban Outfitters.
Oh, I remember the big Urban. Yeah.
On 72nd?
Yes.
Right. So it used to be an HMV record store when records existed.
I'm with you.
Okay. And they would sell bus tickets to IKEA in Jersey.
Shut up.
For $8, and you would get a free lunch. So, because we were college kids, and we were like, we were going stir crazy, because we were like...
We want to get out of the city.
Yeah,
and most everyone that went to school there is transplants of like suburban neighborhoods. And so, you know, we're living in the city, we're living concrete jungle. It's like, I need to see some sort of something.
Mm-hmm.
So... You know, a lot of the kids couldn't afford to, like, you know, get out and, like, take a road trip. So we're like, let's go to the HMV, get an $8 bus ticket to IKEA.
Have some meatballs.
Get the Swedish meatballs.
Look at the balls,
they
honey.
They have a patio to sit at outside where right across from Newark. So you could watch.
Oh, gorgeous.
So you could watch.
Just the armpit of the world.
You watch the airplanes land. Like, literally, that was like heaven. It was so excited. So you go through the fucking maze of IKEA.
Larry.
Yeah, and we like eat our meatballs and watch the plane. Because we were like, just, there's no buildings around. You know, it's like crazy.
Oh, here's like a beautiful, it costs his dog, whatever they call it, you know, chair that we could sit in.
But and at that time.
Wrench on.
At that time, IKEA was fairly new. Like, no one really knew what IKEA was.
No, you were there before IKEA was IKEA.
No, I moved there in 1990.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you knew IKEA before it, like, blew up.
Right.
Dang.
And we thought the Swedish meatballs were delicious.
So good.
Yeah, but, like, what are they really?
What are they really?
That's not meat.
I don't know. That's Swedish. Swedes don't have meat. Speaking
of meat.
I don't
know, but, like, that meat can't be real.
So I want to talk a little bit about your other New York adventures. Because, living in New York is like a totally different beast. Side note, when I would come visit you and stay at your place, we had the most fun. But do you remember the time when I was there and the hurricane came through?
Oh, yeah. What did we do?
You were there for Sandy?
No, it wasn't Sandy.
No, it was like... No,
which
what
one
was
it?
I don't know.
Ugh.
I don't know. But did
Irene.
We go... was it Irene?
Mm-hmm.
We went like bar hopping.
There was nothing.
You couldn't do anything.
Everything was fine. Some places flooded in Jersey, but we were actually okay. I was there rehearsing that.
But they shut down like
lesbian
everything.
Musical. Everything was shut down.
Right.
And she and I are like traipsing through Times Square like, well, what can we do?
Guess we'll have another.
Were you there during the subway token days or are you after the tokens?
Honey, way after.
Okay, because I was there during the token. Like you would buy a bag of tokens.
Dang.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Those are probably going to be worth something someday.
It was like 75 cents to
ride
the
subway.
Yeah, it's
probably super cheap.
I don't know.
I think in the 3 years that I was there, 4 years, it went up to 90 cents.
Oh my, that's amazing. Now the MTA is like That's like one of the reasons why I moved out here. Because I would walk out, I'd walk onto the subway and I'd be like, I don't need to see any of you. And like, this is just disgusting.
Well,
it's just gross.
I prefer taking the train more than, because I can't.
I love the train in LA. There's nobody there and it's so quiet.
In New York, I just can't sit in traffic. And now with the ride sharing is so big now in New York.
Oh, yeah.
It's just more traffic. So, like, I know that if I want to get to point A and point B, I would rather take the train.
I love having a car out here, and I love, like, going to Target and filling my car full of things and, like, not seeing anyone and being in, like, a personal bubble.
Ugh. And that's why you are who you are.
Damn right, honey.
So, when you did On a Clear Day... You did that with Harry Connick. You did that with Harry Connick Jr.
Yes, who's super dope. He's so rad.
Oh my god,
he was like my brother that I never had. He was a really cool dude, and he was very I don't know. He was just very thoughtful and.
Well, he's from New Orleans. That tells you a lot, right there.
Yeah,
and I saw him live in concert, and it's one of the best shows ever. I saw him at the Wiltern.
Yeah,
it's one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. He plays literally. Every single instrument,
every single thing,
on the stage.
And like half of his band was in our orchestra. And like, if there was like one musician playing sharp or flat, like he could call it out and be like, fix this, do that, like just from stage.
What did you do in the show?
I played the role of Hannah. I was one of his therapy students because they'd switched the genders. And it was like Barbra Streisand and. What's his face? I don't remember his name. Yeah, it was an interesting adaptation. It didn't last very long.
Was it a tour?
No. It was at the St. James on 44th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I have this crazy story during rehearsals one day. I had an audition for a workshop of a show like how Lakin and I met. And I couldn't do the show because it was on opening week of On a Clear Day. But I was like, I still want to go in the room and make friends and, you know, like... You
Show
know,
off.
Plant some seeds. Yeah, you always want to, like, you never know who's going to be in the room. So I was like, I'll go. And so I was, like, all dressed up for the theme of the audition. And he was like, where are you going? And I said, I got to go across the street. And he was like, I'll come play your audition for you. I was like, what? He was like, yeah, I'll come play the piano, like, whatever. So I was like, well, I'm not saying no to this, even though I'm feeling all the feelings inside.
Right.
Like, this is very scary. Oh, my God. Okay, yes, please. This is weird. So we walked across the street and I was just picking his brain and having life chats. And then we got up to the waiting room and there was like a sea of girls.
Oh,
and I was like, so I go to the bathroom and there are these two girls that are like, is that Harry Connick in the waiting room? And I was like, yeah,
well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we're old friends. So then we went into the audition and like everyone lost their shit and we like played two songs and I sang and he was like super rad and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And so then we walked back over to rehearsal and continued.
That's amazing. You know, there were like so many girls in that waiting room that were like, I'm so ready for this. I've been preparing for this my whole life. And then they look up and watch you come in with Harry Connick Jr. And they're like, well, fuck.
They're like, ooh, Alex. Alex, Alice.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But that's amazing.
Yeah, it was a fun story. I'm like, I can't say no to this because this is going to be like a great opening to my book one day.
Totally.
Or something, right? You know, like just a random tidbit.
But how do you say no to it when Harry Connick Jr. is like, let me come play your audition? You're like, actually, I think I'm going to pass.
Yeah, what?
No.
I really want to focus.
No. There are those moments in life when I feel like you just have to like say yes.
Totally.
For me, one of my favorite moments that I'll never get the opportunity. Well, I wouldn't say never, but the probability is probably very low of getting to... Georgia, don't feed Cody the cheese.
Georgia's back, guys. I'm so happy.
Would be getting the opportunity to sing with like a 68-piece orchestra.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm sure you've done that. I got to do that at Seth MacFarlane's
That's
Christmas
right.
party.
I was there.
Yeah, I remember.
He asked me if I wanted to sing a song with him at the Christmas, because he likes to just sing with the band, basically. So
what'd
he's
you
like,
sing?
We sang, God, what did we sing? I can't remember at the time. I can't remember. I'll remember when my child's not crying at me. But it was so fun. Like, I've never sang with an orchestra like that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's
right?
amazing.
Yeah.
It's such, like, an incredible opportunity to be able to do something like that and certainly expensive.
Yeah, right.
Expensive opportunity if you wanted to
party,
do it.
That party
just for
was
fun.
Incredible.
All those parties.
Did you go
incredible.
To that one?
Yeah.
Oh, because I went to one too. With you, Lakey.
Yeah, did you come with me?
We went to the TED premiere, and the orchestra was there, too, and it was insane.
This was at his house.
Yeah,
so was
the TED.
Oh, the TED?
The after party.
Oh,
yeah.
His house is insane.
Oh, my God.
He had snow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he had snow, like...
It was the Christmas party,
yeah,
right.
It was
that's
party.
Right. I saw you there.
What kind of food was there?
Oh, there
it was...
Remember the raw bar?
Yes,
a
I
whole
died.
Raw bar. With, like, oysters and, like... Yeah, would you like me to text you a lot, or do you want to just be on your phone the whole time?
But
or?
I'm listening to you,
I mean,
so
it's
just
fine.
Relax. I'm doing business
Let's
here.
Just have girl chat.
It's just Alex Ellis.
This is like...
Exactly.
No, it's just kind
so
of like
typical.
Rude to have a conversation with someone and they just look at their phone the whole time. That is one of my biggest pet peeves. My other pet peeve is coming in late and having a fresh coffee in your hand, both of which you've done today.
No, it wasn't fresh, so you're wrong.
It was hot.
Right.
So...
Well, one of my biggest pet peeves is having month-long lashes stuck to your eyes.
Well, that I can't help. That's
Listen.
A medical issue.
Okay.
It's medical grade.
Honey,
okay.
It's a condition
and
she has.
Issue.
And when we have special guests like Rona Bennett coming in, you look the way you do.
Listen, listen, up and listen good.
Yeah.
Oh, credit card company's calling me.
So.
Hold on.
Oh, good. Do you want to put them on speaker? This could be a worst ever call.
No, we're good. We are okay. Good.
Who's calling you?
A credit card company, probably.
Oh, okay.
God.
I only have one credit card, y'all.
Good.
That's it.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. She didn't need any more.
No.
No.
I think I was like Georgia was 4 or 5 months old and I was like doing all the things and getting into motherhood and breastfeeding, blah, blah, blah. And then I got hit with credit card fraud.
Oh, you did?
Identity theft, credit card fraud.
Dang.
Like someone opened 9 credit cards in my name.
Stop. In one day?
In 2 days, I think.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. In Arizona.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I had
the amount of bullshit I had. Oh, and charged, bought diamonds
at Macy's.
Macy's.
Yeah, I had a Sears card opened, and they bought tires.
Hey, you know what? Maybe they were trying to get out of here.
Yeah,
they were get out of here. But it is a real thing. I almost went.
Happened
nuts.
To a friend of mine like last week. She's like, I've spent the day at the DMV and now like calling everyone.
I had to lock all my credit. I had to go down to the police station. I had to file a police report. I had to do pages and pages and pages of affidavits.
I wanted to change my social security number. It's impossible. I was like, please, can I just have a new social security number?
No, I know. You can't. You can't
awful.
Just go get a new one.
It's so violating.
Change the number.
Please, sir. Change the
they looked at me like I was crazy. I like went to Social Security. I was like, listen, I have identity theft and I can't. This Social Security is fucked right now. I'm like, just give me a new number. They're like, what? I go, I need a new Social Security number.
Nope.
No.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry, buddy.
So then I finally convinced you to move out to LA.
Yeah, you really also played a big part in that because I always wanted to live like some California dreams and I always like daydreamed about it. And then after I kind of checked everything off my New York bucket list, I woke up and was like, I want a backyard and a boyfriend. Like,
and just, a washer and dryer.
Yeah, like just some normal stuff,
do
you know?
That?
I do have a backyard.
Oh,
and
do?
I did have a boyfriend, but she's single right now.
Okay. And how about the laundry?
The who?
The laundry.
Oh, yeah. Washer,
she's
dryer.
I
well, because of you, like, you
where
hooked
you
that
live?
One up too. I live like a few blocks away from her down the canyon, like at the
on
bottom of the hill.
Which side?
On, what do you mean?
On the
side?
Northern side, like north side of Ventura.
Oh, you're in the valley.
I'm in the valley.
Yeah. So is it an apartment or
a
house?
It's a guest house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cute.
It's real
really
great.
Cute.
I
how
love
much
it
are you paying?
So much. No.
I just need to know because I'm, you know, I'm the whole real estate thing is, I haven't had to look for an apartment in 14 years. So when I went searching,
yeah.
I was like, what's happening?
Oh, yeah. It's bananas.
The rental market is really, really hard.
Which
here.
We'll talk about in another episode because it's a whole.
Super pricey.
It's a whole story.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you know, you start looking around at other things and like you think you have a pretty good deal and then you start looking at other things and you're like,
I am like, I live in a mansion. I live in heaven compared to like what the alternative would be for the price.
I'm still on the apps. So just today I got a notification saying this popped up for the same price that I'm going to be paying on Sycamore, a full one bedroom, you know, full like the whole bit. And I'm like going, what? And I just signed a lease.
For a studio?
No, for a one bed. Yeah, for a studio.
For a studio.
But
yeah.
I'll get into that another episode because it's a whole. I mean, it's You have no idea what I've been through. Go ahead. Back to Alex.
So, like, what was your, I want to know, what was, like, the final straw of New York when you were, like, was it just, like, I feel like I've done everything I want to do and I want to try something new? Or were you, like, I think I'm done with this place?
I don't know. Like, it was really weird because I thought for so long I was just going to stay there and keep doing Broadway shows and doing New York. And I don't know. I never really planned for after Broadway, which was silly because I was just so focused on that for so long. But I don't know. I just woke up one day, and first of all, the weather. Like, it turns out I'm severely affected by weather. So, like, I need sunshine to feel the least amount, like, normal. And so the eighth winter made me fucking insane. And I was like, I'm a shell of a person. This isn't I don't feel like I'm thriving. And I was also just tired. Like, I've done musical theater since I was seven. And I finally, like, reached these goals. And I was like, Mom is tired. So, and just, like, getting on the subway again, like, don't want to see you people. So I just was like, there was a culmination, and I kind of just made a snap decision after doing a production of Legally Blonde in Maine one summer. I was like, I think we're good. So see, I needed to take a break. I needed to miss it.
For me, it was the summer. I couldn't. Well, first of all, my allergies are so bad in New York. Wait. Well, I'm telling you why I left.
Oh, why you left? Oh, yeah. The allergies are gnarly there.
Because I grew up in the Southeast, Florida and Louisiana. It's green 9 months out of the year there. So the pollen count is very light, you know. I moved to New York, and in the spring, you can literally see the pollen on the cars.
Oh,
it's like
yeah.
yellow chunks. And my so it's only green 3 months out of the year there. So my allergies were like my eyes, I couldn't even open my eyes in the spring. I went to an allergist to get allergy tested, and he literally said to me, he goes, so you're allergic to outside.
You're allergic to New York.
He said outside.
You're allergic to outside.
He goes, you're allergic to outside. This is probably not the city for you. I think there's a tree there for some reason that I'm really highly allergic to, because, like, I couldn't go to Jersey. Like, Jersey, you know, it's nothing but trees in Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
One specific that got you?
That gets, because when I go to work there in the summers now, I literally get hives. I have to take a...
That is so weird.
Yeah, from my allergies.
Maybe you're just allergic to New York City.
But I love New York. That's the problem. It's like, I could move back there in a heartbeat.
I would love to go back. I would love to go back for theater. I'd love to go back for work. I would love to go back for, like, you know, a chunk of time where I know that I could come back here and have a backyard and, like, you know, Target and grocery stores and things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just but the
adulting here is a lot easier.
Are you auditioning for any musical theaters in New
York? I still go out all the time and go out for stuff here and put myself on tape and, you know, if it's something I'm really interested, I'm a part of a show that's hopefully moving at some point. So I would love to see where that momentum goes.
What show?
It's called Idaho at the moment. That's what the title
it
is. It's kind of like Oklahoma on steroids. We did it
Vegas.
In Vegas last year.
Oh,
so
great.
It was great. And it's an amazing creative
team.
Vegas? At the Smith Center. At the big theater there.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful, that theater.
So it's a big production.
It's a big production. The guy who was one of the writers or one of the head writers for In Living Color wrote the book.
Oh,
so it's really funny.
Can we find any of this, like, on YouTube or anything?
Probably.
Yeah, Idaho.
Yeah.
It's funny.
But yeah, it was amazing. Like, I hadn't been on stage and done a show like that in a few years, and it was like, it felt like, like I got let out of my cage. I was like, oh, yes, this is great. I love this. So
yeah,
I'll always do theater. It's just got to be, you know, good stuff.
And you guys are doing Titanic.
Yeah, so my friends and I kind of created this parody musical of the movie Titanic with Celine Dion music. And we did a reading of it like 2 weekends ago to some backers and some industry people, and it went really well. So we're doing it in December
That's
in Beverly Hills.
Hilarious.
It's so funny.
Where are you doing it?
At the Wallace Annenberg.
You know the
they have a theater there in Beverly Hills.
You don't know that?
Beverly Hills, what a thrill.
I know they have that new theater that's...
Yeah.
That brick one?
Yeah, sure. It's that one. I don't know.
It's in the heart of Beverly Hills.
How do you
want
me to know if you don't
fucking
know?
I can tell you the name of it.
Okay, great.
Yeah. I don't know the road. Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like there's always musical projects happening around here, which is also really awesome to stay, you know, keep the oil or the wheel grease.
The wheel grease.
Yes.
Exactly. So, like, what's different about, you know, being in LA versus New York? Like, what is New York? You go to a bar. I feel like people are always outside of their houses, you know? So you're always like going to a bar. You're like meeting people on the street. Like in LA, it is more isolationist. Yeah. So you can be in your car going to Target, which is the nice part. But the other
then you're
part
like,
of it,
guys, where's everybody? Guys,
where do I
guys?
Meet people?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely still go back and forth between like, is anybody out here? Yeah. Because sometimes, especially in the Valley, because there's a lot of families there, like yeah. people will go out of town for summer, and I'm like just sitting there, like, you know,
why is it a ghost town?
Yeah. So, but having that said, like, there's a lot more time and space here. There's a lot more. I think room to breathe and I don't know, for me, be creative. Like I feel like New York, you can just stay busy all the time because right. you're literally dodging people and you're just having to get downtown or get here and then go see this person. You fit a ton in your day.
Yeah.
Whereas in here in LA, you know, like if I knock two or three things off the list, awesome.
Or here in LA, like if it's raining, you cancel.
Yeah. And it's like, just like, no,
it's raining
like,
outside.
I mean, LA's kind of allowed me to be like appropriately selfish because it's just like you have a lot of time to yourself creating. Like mm-hmm. I'm out here to do TV and sing and voiceovers, like just do everything. Right. So
but did you
there's
need
a lot
LA
of time doing
to
that.
Become selfish, really, Alex?
No, I mean in a respectful selfish. Way, asshole. You know what I mean? You're the most selfish person I know.
Honey, you don't know.
You don't know. But yeah, my life. I don't know. New York was just like the day to day and the adulting to yeah. me seemed impossible. Whereas yeah. in here, I'm like, oh, this makes more sense in my brain. I can like structure this better. Yeah.
In other words, you have more time for pot.
Yep.
Got it. I mean, let's be a realist here.
So like, what's the dating scene been like here for you?
Oh man.
Because you've been single now for a while.
Almost like a year now.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long were you in your relationship?
Like 2.5 years. Yeah. So it's been great and it's been so weird. Like so weird. And then also like, bleh,
you
know.
Did you live with him?
No. No, we kind of got to that point and then.
What did he do?
What does he do?
Yeah.
He works in the music business.
So that's your first mistake.
No, it's not.
You know,
he's great.
Musicians are the worst.
Oh, whatever.
He's a musician, but he also had other.
Yeah, he works like also on the other side of the table, not like just actually playing music.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, older, younger?
He was older. Mm-hmm.
Not by much.
No. No, it was great. It was really. It was a really, really.
Where did you meet?
Great relationship. We met on Tinder, Henny. That's the thing with
you
LA.
Met on Tinder.
Yeah.
So you swiped?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Well, that's. I mean, that's kind of interesting. I mean, two years, right?
Yeah, two and a half years off of Tinder.
I know people that have met, that have been to their weddings.
People that have gotten
J-Date
married.
And Christian Mingle.
J-Date makes sense because it's very specific, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because you are, you know what I mean? Like, come on.
Yeah.
But Tinder is like, I mean, it's known for
it
to
could
be
a serial killer. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think I was just like ready for a relationship and mm-hmm. it just kind of the timing was great and it worked out. But now like after having moved on and like being on dating apps now, I just treat it like like Mario Kart. Like you're just like, dee, 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 dee. Oh, nope. Great. Cool. Like it is so gross.
Worst date you've ever been on?
Oh, I don't know.
They're all bad, apparently.
Well, I don't go on many. I've got this year alone. This is also, I'm like, these apps are so silly. There were like two Bumbles dudes that I was supposed to go meet up with. One ghosted, completely ghosted the day we were supposed to meet up and like never told me where to meet him. And the second one I found out the night before, like I found his wedding photos from like 3 months prior. And I was like, red card. Like what?
No,
I'm not going to go meet you.
Why didn't you meet
him? You're clearly not available.
Yeah, but you should have because it would have been a better story.
No, honey, I got time for that.
Oh,
time
please.
Is precious.
You could at least got a free meal out of it.
Ew.
I am all good, honey. I'll pay for my damn self.
All right.
No.
No.
I mean, you could have got a Chick-fil-A or something.
I love Chick-fil-A.
So do I love Chick-fil-A.
I love Chick-fil-A, y'all. I had it last week.
Ugh. If it was between Chick-fil-A and Bojangles.
Oh, don't make me choose. How dare you? I would do one for breakfast and one for lunch.
Yeah, two different restaurants, by the way. Not even, you can't compare the two.
Well,
but both own a place in my heart. I love them so much.
Listen, I went to Astro's Chicken and Donuts downtown last week. Have you been there?
Chicken and Donuts?
It's like.
Is that a thing?
Yum.
No, it's,
I don't know.
It's like this famous
place. Is that like chicken and waffles?
Like, literally, when they opened, there was a line around for months, uh-huh. right? And finally, I got a chance to go there because I was like, I got to find an alternative to Chick-fil-A because it's so politically incorrect. But listen to me. I love a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I go in there in sunglasses and a hat.
Sometimes you need that Polynesian sauce.
Well, what I do is I'll buy the Chick-fil-A sandwich with American cheese. And then I'll also buy like a 13 count nugget or whatever count nugget
it's 12.
It is. 12 count, whatever. Yeah. I always ask for the 13th as a taste.
You
test.
Ask for a 13th?
Like a baker's taste dozen nugget?
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's a problem.
My mouth is watering.
A baker's dozen nugget.
To have later because I love it so much. So anyway, I went to this place called Astro's downtown. It's like on 4th Street, I think. Yeah. And because I was like, I got to find an alternative. And it was really good, but I was like, this ain't Chick-fil-A.
No. And of course, every time you want it, it's on a freaking Sunday.
Well, I used to work in the mall.
And you're like,
I used to work in the mall when I was a teenager, and I refused to work on Sundays because Chick-fil-A was closed. And that was like my breakfast and lunch.
Smart man.
Have you had the breakfast biscuits with the chicken?
I used to get them in the morning before I went to when I was in high school, before I went to school. Hence, like the extra weight I'll do
a number one with a Dr. Pepper or a 12 piece nugget with all the Polynesian sauce. And then, y'all, if y'all are listening and you find a Bojangles, get a chicken supreme with a sweet tea. It's like a spicy chicken sandwich with some seasoned fries and a sweet tea.
Yum.
Bye.
Yum.
Have you been to a Grandy's?
Who?
That's a Texas thing, I think.
No, I don't know Grandy's.
But I remember Hardee's was in North Carolina.
Oh, Hardee's,
yeah. Yeah, Hardee's.
Which is also Carl's Jr. Jr.
They
honey.
Bought them. Yeah. But it wasn't originally Carl's Jr.
No, it was Hardee's.
Yeah, it was a Hardee's.
For sure.
Hardee's, yeah.
How many diets have you tried?
Like, what? They're detoxes.
Okay, I'm just kidding. How many detoxes? How many cleanses have you tried?
Cleanses? Just that one huge one, really. But like, then there'll be like, I'll go through months of being like, I'm gluten free. And then there'll be months of like, or like a few years of like, I don't eat cheese.
You're like fly by night.
And then the most recent is I didn't drink coffee for like 2 years. And now she's back on it. And it is delicious.
I don't know why anyone wouldn't drink coffee.
It's the best thing in the world.
It's really good.
I couldn't live without a cup a day. I don't think I could handle it in my life.
Yeah.
I know my baristas by name.
For some reason, I didn't want to be like, I didn't want to like need caffeine.
Right. Or gluten.
Yeah,
or
but man, I love pizza.
My favorite thing. So we go to.
No, don't do
it. Oh, yeah. No, it's coming out. Stories are coming out. We. I'm pregnant. We decide to go up to Big Sur for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And we rented
really
this like funny little cabin. And a couple of us go up and we like brought our dog. I mean, it was all insanity, but it was really fun. It was beautiful up there. It was all the Big Little Lies.
It was so Big Little Lies. And it was like our house was like tucked away in a forest.
In a forest. And it was like snowy. It was really nice. But Alex was on a paleo.
Yeah.
I don't know what. She was a paleo and she was not eating all.
No, basically New York kicked my ass and I went and got my blood tested and like all my hormones done and like everything looked at and the doctor was like, girl, how do you have a pulse? So
I
needed to like cut out a bunch of shit to like, I don't know, start eating. But they put you on this crazy stuff.
And then you can't eat anything. And so when you're cooking Thanksgiving, it gets tough.
What, did you cook me something?
Well, you cooked a mush.
What's Alex, that?
There were different mushes.
What's
that
a
she
fucking
had.
Mush?
No, it was a cucumber, tomato, and avocado salad.
That's delicious.
Yes.
And then there was something with like sweet potatoes and.
Well, can you explain what a mush is for?
I don't
even
know.
She was mushing sweet potatoes. It
with
was like
what?
The alternative to like having like a sweet potato casserole.
So you're eating like baby food.
Right.
Yeah. Basically, you like eat pudding.
Yeah. And she was like, isn't this delicious? And we were like,
Meanwhile, come like 12 o'clock, I'm like sneaking like meat and cheese and just like bread.
She was
because you've had a couple vodka sodas.
You damn right
I did.
She
sleep every night at 8:30. And we were all like the guys were playing Washers, this game they play. It was so freaking loud.
I was
watching
out.
TV. I'd be like, Alex? Alex?
You know,
I went in the other room. I took pictures of her every night. She was just passed out on the bed. I'm like, oh, poor thing. She doesn't have any sustenance in her body.
It's that and also like.
It's also the day drinking.
So, it's the day drinking. It's probably no food.
You're like missing the point, Christine. You're like, oh, she's not nourished. I'm like, she's boozing up all day long.
I mean,
That's what's happening.
All day. I wasn't. We went hiking. We were good.
Hiking, yeah. I mean, I wasn't because I
You know, sometimes you go out of town and you just like need to sleep.
Yes.
We were in the middle of the fucking woods. Like, I needed to just fucking sleep.
I just never know.
Sounds like Christine's wedding. Remember that?
What?
That was not in the middle of the woods.
It felt like it.
Are you from LA?
No, but I mean, like, jeez, that whole thing.
That was like the most beautiful winery ever.
I mean, it was nice.
You are just ungrateful.
If there's not like a Starbucks like on tap, then a lad doesn't want anything to do with it.
Always looking at the problems.
I mean, always.
Correct. Listen, Alex, you've been nothing but a delight.
I could say the same to you, honey, but I won't.
I'm just so happy you came and I got to see you for my one time a year visit.
Well, we checked it off the list, so.
Done.
Good, thank God.
Alex, where can we hear you next with some of your voiceovers?
In your dreams. I do this voice on a Disney show.
Oh, which voice?
It's called Vampirina, and I play an 800-year-old fat vampire.
I mean, give us a little sample.
I'm like, oh, hey, I signed up on the World Wide Cobweb.
Yes.
Like,
did
what?
Hi, Georgia.
Hey, girl.
Hi. Hey, girl, hey. And
come to Auntie.
Where can we find you on social?
Oh, what is it? ALS3 is my Instagram because 3 is my favorite number.
Amazing. And
yeah, that's probably the only thing I really ever check. You guys, you know, you only check Instagram.
I don't even go on the gram.
What, do you still tweet?
Yeah.
I don't get Twitter.
He does all the old things.
Yeah.
He like just learned Facebook, which is exciting for him.
It's the Facebook.
I had to like, literally walk him through how to post something on Instagram.
I still don't know how to post things on Instagram. It's probably best if you don't.
I don't understand. It's the dumbest.
And the fact that you can't, like, I hate that when you touch the picture, like, you can't zoom.
What do you mean?
To see, you know what I mean? Like,
on the app?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have the app on my phone.
How do you Instagram?
Oh, Insta? I thought you were talking about Facebook.
No, I'm talking about Instagram.
Oh, Insta? Yeah, for sure. What do you mean? You just zoom in?
No, you can't.
You can, though, right?
No.
I don't know. I don't pay attention. She's such an expert on Instagram.
No, you cannot.
She probably just
anyway, it's been great
scrolling.
Seeing you, Alex.
She doesn't need to zoom in on everybody's pictures.
I know, but yeah, like,
you like to get in there. I know. Well, yeah. you can't see yourself probably down
like some like, you know, Instagram K-hole of people that you went to high school with that
I don't
now you
know.
Just judge.
I don't go on it. I just post and then I leave it alone. It's not like I check it. I don't see, you know, I don't have it like. Anyways, it's so nice to see you.
You guys.
Unfortunately.
I'm so sorry. You have to listen
to
him.
You have to run.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
All these
this
crazy
is my first
stories.
Podcast. I don't even know what this really is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You were excellent.
Yeah, we can tell.
As always, I'm at Yo Lakin on all social media.
I'm at Alec Led.
And Steven.
At Steven Ray Morris.
Steven is our engineer and producer. Thank you. If you want to follow us, we are at Worst Ever Podcast on social and Worst Ever PC. And you can email us at worsteverpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everyone. Keep your teeth.
Bye.
A big thanks to Alex for being on the podcast. And don't forget to check out her band, Harbor Party. You can find them on all social at Harbor Party and on Facebook. Hey, if they're good enough for Vanderpump Rules, they might just be good enough for your wedding. Thanks to all of our fans and listeners and subscribers. Really appreciate you guys listening to everyone's worst ever stories. We will be dark next week, but we will be coming back in January with all new episodes and, finally, a live show. So stay tuned and have a great holiday. Or worst holiday. We love those too.